This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrison Building Supply, the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show. Happening starting Friday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Organizer Joe Pate is on with us. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How's everything going?
Well, we are glad to see you back and even out at the fairgrounds, already working, getting this thing together. Tell us what's going to be going on.
Well, we've got a great show planned for this weekend, and looking forward to introducing it to the greater Roseburg public. And we had a great run in Eugene last weekend, and looking forward to a similar result here in Roseburg.
Well, it's always popular. Obviously, people around here really into the great outdoors, given where we live. Talk about what kinds of things people can see.
Well, as you know, Kyle, our goal is always to try to represent the breadth of opportunities in the outdoor recreation industry. And so we have some boats, some RVs, ATVs, and the various individuals that, you know, the companies that put them out. We also have some hunting and fishing guides from Alaska to Africa, we like to say. We've got a new seminar this year from an African a guide who's going to talk about how to make arrangements to do an African hunt or, you know, photography safari. And so there's a lot of new things coming. We've got our Mr. Ask the Sasquatch is coming, and we've got a half-ton Kodiak bear, probably the most famous bear in the world. His name's Tag, and he'll be there to wow the kids. We also have a climbing wall we've brought back for the first time in several years, and the kids' archery range, and we also have the kids' safe BB gun range.
Wow, a lot of things there, and sounds like that'll take up a big chunk of the fairgrounds.
Well, as usual, we've got all the buildings full, so we're looking forward to it. And, you know, it's just been an interesting time. We're glad to be back live after the virtual shows last year and, you know, being held back from live presentations. So we're real excited and hope that the public is awaiting our arrival.
Well, how'd it go in Eugene last weekend?
Well, it was a pleasure to see, you know, lines of people getting ready to come in, and hadn't seen that in a while, and that was thrilling. So we're looking forward to having ourselves on top of our game when we open on Friday at noon, running Friday noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 3.
And it seems like there's more people even now, due to a lot of things related to the pandemic, that have gotten interested in the outdoors. I mean, an opportunity to get out, be on your own, be with your family, whatever. And so a lot of people, it sounds like to me, have picked up a lot of new outdoor activities and could definitely learn from coming to the event.
Well, Kyle, great question. I mean, there's been an explosion in growth of outdoor recreational pursuits. You know, we've always tried to present fishing, hunting, camping, backpacking, biking, boating, RVing, ATVing, etc. There's so much renewed interest and return to the outdoors that we're seeing, again, an explosion of growth in those industries. And therefore, one of our things is we're introducing a lot of new people or reintroducing them to the outdoors. We want to be sure we're safe. And the Coast Guard Auxiliary will be there, and also their response boat, to try to put an iconic push on outdoor recreational safety and I'm really excited to have them as well.
Wow. So a lot of things going on out there, and 26th annual event. Now, we should remind people that on Friday night, seniors get in free 5 to 9 p.m. thanks to the News Review and News Radio 1240 KQAN. So keep that in mind. But whatever your age is, it's 3 days worth of activities. You're going to be busy out there all weekend.
Yes, it's actually the Seven Feathers Free Senior Friday Night presented by KQN and the News Review. We're happy to have, and that's another item. I mean, it's wonderful to have the support of the community as we've had enjoyed for now 26 years, and you can't say enough about how the sponsors have held tough. You know, Seven Feathers, the title sponsor, of course, Bi-Mart presenting sponsor, and the great, you know, the media sponsors have been outstanding. And They're all behind us to try to make a great presentation, and we're looking forward to having it.
Yeah, and one of the other things as well is the opportunity, especially for people that are maybe newer into at least certain outdoor activities, to listen to folks that can explain more and essentially provide a really good learning opportunity as well.
Well, again, that's why we're here. You know, it's a kind of a – I've always sensed that we have a what I would call a – sportsman's fair, and we're talking about the, you know, it's a culture, the outdoor recreational culture is what we're trying to present here, and we have some incredible exhibits. I mean, you know, David Morris comes every year with his legacy trophies and the Oregon record book, and we're excited to present that this year. And again, it's been a year we've had the Head and Horns competition, which had to sit down last year in lieu of a photography contest. So there's a, you know, there's a thousand ways to cut the cake here, and we're looking forward to presenting as many as we can.
All right, very good. Well, we'll be out there live for the noon hour on Friday here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. So, Joe, we'll talk more with you then. Thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, the great news, Kyle, is that you'll be able to talk to a lot of those people that we're talking about now in person on Friday, and looking forward to that, and always, as always, to seeing you down there Friday when we open at noon.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Joe Pate there out at the fairgrounds getting ready for the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.